From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama is in Nairobi on his first trip to Kenya as president, where he addressed the Global Entrepreneur Summit.
I want you all to know that I believe in you. I believe that you have the drive and the passion to change the world. You can unlock new solutions to the pressing global challenges that we face.
This weekend, Mr. Obama becomes the first U.S. president to visit Ethiopia as well. The armed wing of the separatist Kurdistan Workers Party says it now considers the three-year-long ceasefire agreement with Ankara to be officially over. That announcement just hours after Turkish warplanes struck the group's military bases in northern Iraq late Friday. The announcement was carried on the pro-PKK ANF news site and blames Ankara while accusing the Turkish government of unilaterally terminating the agreement with its latest raids. On Friday, Turkish warplanes pounded Islamic State positions in Syria as well, marking a significant shift in Ankara's position on how to deal with militants in Syria and Iraq. Turkish media are reporting a U.S. agreement for a no-fly zone over northern Syria, but U.S. officials are formally denying any such agreement exists. U.S. officials are also denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early to ease tensions with Israel. Pollard, who is a Jewish American, was arrested on charges of spying for Israel in 1985. And he was sentenced at that time to life in prison. He is up for parole in November. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, has won a third term in office amid controversy over whether his re-election is constitutional. The new president, newly re-elected, won 69% of the vote. This is VOA News.